Good evening. Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Michael J. Long. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. It is January 11th of 2019. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. I wanted to talk to you about something that... I wanted to talk to you guys about something that's been in the news recently. Have you ever heard of Trump's border wall? I guess he's... If he doesn't get the congressional approval to do so in the House, and if it doesn't go through the House, it's not going to make it into the Senate. He says he will he'll declare national emergency and make an executive order to collect funds from highway emergency funds or whatever, and use that towards building the wall to keep the illegal aliens or Mexicans or undocumented immigrants, whatever you want to call them, out from the border. But the other side of the argument is that it's going to cost billions of dollars in taxpayers' money, which by the way, not all the taxpayers want to pay for. And then you figure this is going to be done. Without congressional approval. So then that brings me to my next question, and that is, what is the Congress? Is the Congress ceremonial and beholden to President Trump or whoever the president is at the time the issue is going on? I mean, according to Reason Magazine, illegal immigration has been on the sharp decline since the 80s, the 70s, what have you. But according to most conservative sources, it's actually been on the increase. So, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, it's been on the increase and say we need to put a wall up. But then there's questions that come about on that. I mean, the cartels and all them are building tunnels so that they can continue to smuggle the drugs underground and into the country to distribute them throughout the country. When we're talking about like crack, meth, heroin, with fentanyl from China and God knows what. And we're talking about billions of dollars to build a border wall only for it to be bypassed. But the argument or this idea behind the wall was that it would reduce the flow of illegal aliens coming into the country. And then whichever remaining amount streamlined through the border wall would be apprehended by the Border Patrol. When in reality, only a tiny portion of the illegal immigrants that make it through the wall are going to be apprehended. The rest are just going to scatter on in. So, and then you got others that are going to be smuggled in across underground. So, you know, while it may artificially reduce the illegal aliens on the surface, it's going to cost billions of dollars, interfere with private property rights. And it's not really going to permanently solve the problem. And it never will. Because what it is a temporary gimmick for an issue that's been on a decline for decades, according to Reason. Now, I'm not saying Reason is right or wrong on everything. I'm just saying that if you go to their sources or whatever, you know, that's what they're saying is on a sharp decline. So if we go with that argument that it's on a sharp decline, then why are we having to build a wall? Well, it's because we have, you know, a president that's been elected into office that says illegal immigration's been on an increase from, you know, and their sources, I think, would be Numbers USA, ALIPAC, Americans for Illegal Immigration, whatever it is. But then, you know, but my argument, and this is the libertarian argument, is why would you want to go through all these temporary gimmicks when you can make it way easier for people to come in legally, and if they're able to do so, come in legally, right, then the incentive for them to come in illegally is reduced dramatically. You know, it's like one of the guys that told me while I was in high school, if I give you permission to cross my bridge, then there wouldn't be any reason to come in through the any other way, because I'm giving you permission to cross. So I think what we could do is make it way easier for people to come in legally. I'm coming legally, documented, right? You know, that might mean giving them all. And then as far as the ones that are already here illegally, give them a pathway to legal residency and or deportation on a case-by-case basis. So let's say they go out there and they murdered someone or they robbed a store. They're committing murder. They're committing armed robbery, unarmed robbery, whatever it is. Drink, DWI, DUI. Arsoning, whatever the violent crime that it is that they've committed, they've done, that's when they would get arrested, get thrown in jail, go to court. If they're found guilty through a jury of their peers, be turned over to ICE by the local, state, or county courts, depending on which one is dealing with them. They would then be prosecuted and to the fullest extent of the law, and be faced with deportation. Now, if there's someone that wants to work and be productive and, you know, be, you know, take care of their family and really don't want to impose danger, force, or fraud to others, then they would be processed for legal residency. Legal residency, such as the green card, whatever. But they would be processed for legal residency and become documented immigrants. That would be my policy. If they want U.S. citizenship, they're on their own with that. And then, you know, after they get their legal residency, because they've came here illegally, you make them pay a $200 to $500 fine or whatever is within their income that they can afford to pay. You know, and they should probably be made to wait in the back line like everybody else. So, you know, we should make it easier for people to come in legally. I mean, I think we should have more legal documented immigration than if anything. But, you know, I'm not really so much big on this border wall thing, you know. Because I don't see where it's going to permanently solve the situation. And I think even back in the mid-2000s, I don't think most conservatives were willing to say that it was going to solve the problem. They would, if you're looking to reduce the flow of illegal immigration artificially, then the border wall is the way to go. But it comes at a cost, and the cost is that you're going to be infringing on homeowners and private property owners. That's the cost, and the fact that it is going to cost billions of dollars in taxpayers' money to fund it, only for it to reduce the flow artificially, which in a sense means, like I was saying before, they're going to come through other ways. They could fly here, come here illegally. They could go underground and come here that way, through tunnels and stuff. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to catch them all even with the wall, you know, once they are able to break through. So, all you're going to do is put a physical barrier up and have millions of lawsuits cogging the courts, because you're going to have all your private property rights owners and, you know, homeowners and stuff that have to then abandon their property by force of arms by government just to have this wall put up. And then who knows whether that's going to cause any additional harms towards other people that are within the country. And I guess part of the argument too is it's going to keep a lot of illegal immigrants that are already in the country that may want to come back to their homelands in this country. So that's not something you do if you want to, if you did want to get rid of the illegal immigrants, it's not something you would want to do, is put a wall. Especially for the ones that are already here in this country, if they choose to go back to their homelands by themselves and flee, they're not going to be able to, because likewise, they're going to have to climb that wall to get back over to where they're going. So it's going to also keep a lot of people in by force. And I guess you could say, even with that, those one or two benefits, it's going to have, it has more of a harm thing. It has more of a harm factor than, that's something to keep into consideration. I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.